Ac y gymwn i wedi'n daff cwff yw dalyd, bydd yn teo, we starting at cwff yw gymryd at the bottom, about four lines from the bottom. We finished yesterday, we said that all the rish, these Tanaim said that that a Jew is B'nai Melachim, and we proved each one of them, we brought different makor for each one of them. Now the Gemara goes back to the actual Hadamina, which we said at the very beginning. But we said over here, Ve'elach mahadeh le'ele ma'adeh chazi, o mezabina ma'adeh lo chazi, right? That you'd sell what isn't good for him and keep what was necessary for him, right? So then the Gemara says, "Ulamaydah salikadatin mikara." Here, what we thought a havamina was the yaivle ma'ade chazile mezabina ma'ade lo chazile, and sell and recover stuff that wasn't necessary for him and give him what was necessary for him. He says when we look at that havamina in the Mishnah, and we look at the Mishnah itself, there's a bit of a problem in the Mishnah itself. Why? Because what are the examples the Mishnah gave? The Mishnah gave an example. If you look at the Mishnah here, it says, "Umachzir et hakar balayla." On Kuf Yud Gimel, out of the Mishnah says, "Umachzir et hakar balayla." You give the cushion at night, veta machrisha, and the plow or the tractor, whatever, during the day. So the Mishnah says, "Like, how do we understand this? Because if you're going to sell what's fit, give him what he needs, and sell what he doesn't need, what do we understand? If he's got an expensive article, we'll sell the article, buy a cheaper one, take the difference for ourselves, and give him back the cheaper one, correct?" Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, "Bishlo makar v'kasat, or keset," right? Yes. Right? We understand when it comes to a pillow, or to a mattress, or whatever that case is, chazilei, Devaini Baini, that we understand that we can take the difference, right? The difference we can recover, and we can get him a cheaper pillow. But Ela Machrisha, the Machazi, what do we take? A tractor instead of tractor? Tractors all cost the same price. Okay, the truth be told, we could nitpick and say no. They're big tractors and they're small tractors. And they're Japanese tractors and American tractors.
In those days, there was a piece of metal.
Exactly. But in bottom line, we're speaking about a plow, a steel plow. And if the guy's farming his land, we're assuming that the plow that he's using is the plow that's suitable to his type of terrain. And therefore, what are you going to change for? They're all the same. So Amar Rava gives a crazy answer. Amar Rava Baraba Machrisha de Chaspa. We're talking about a silver mashcha. Now, up until this morning, I never understood a clue what this Gemara is speaking about. In Michael's Gemara here, in the Stanzals given publication, the Korean English edition, I've got a picture. And let me read you what he says over here. He says, we're talking about a silver plow. He says, according to Rabbeinu Hananel, the Aruch and Tosfot, I didn't see it in Tosfot, the silver plow mentioned in the Gemara is a scraping tool made from silver, also known as a stridgel, an implement mentioned elsewhere in the Talmud. So there was such a concept here of a machrisha, which is like, it's almost like a big, it looks like a, what do you call it? What's the word you use it for? Like a crowbar. Looks like a big silver crowbar, very nicely engraved with lots of pictures and Egyptian annotations, yeah? But it looks like a silver crowbar. And that's called a machrisha de chaspa. Called a machrisha de chaspa. And that's when we said, and that's obviously an expensive tool, that. And you can probably get cheaper steel ones, not silver ones. And that's what the Gemara says when it says machrisha de chaspa. Okay.
Yeah, this says this was used to scrape oil off of people who were bathing.
Yeah, whatever they used it for, I'm saying. The bottom line is that we understand that when the Mishnah said machresha, it was not necessarily a machresha like we thought it was some other machresha.
You
don't have to have a lesson now in machresha. Because anybody who's interested can be referred.
Yeah, I'd like to hear more.
To page 321, or we'll have an expanded shiur at the end of this shiur for half an hour. I'll go into all intricacies of the different machreshot. I had a lot of research on them, Robert, and you can stick around. We're going to have breakfast yet together. All right. So now, once we finish with all of this, okay, the Gemara character says, "Mat Rachava v'lei malei lava laikramit." And the bottom line, say to the guy, "What's your story? It's not my problem. I've got a debt. I'm collecting my debt. What must I run around for now and start finding all these sorts of?" Look at Rashi. "Lava alai didiramit leparnascha." I'm not responsible for your livelihood. So the Gemara says, not so simple. The Gemara says like this. Ivra, look at Rashi. Ivra, what does Ivra mean? Be'emet. In reality, alei karami. It is on your shoulders. You aren't able to just walk away. All right, look at Rashi. Alei rami. Sheyehe lod tzedakah. Sheakatuv hetir alav lasot lod tzedakah lalech lefanav. Enachinami, you are responsible.
It's hard to be a Jew.
You want to take loans, you want to take debts. Remember that it comes with responsibility. Like Ira said, hard to be. Okay. Mishum Shneemar, and what's the makor for this? The Pasuk says, Ulecha tietzdaka. Right? Hashem tashiv lo et ha'avot. It's in that sugi environment. Return to him the security, kavu Hashemesh, v'shachabes amatol, you sleep with his garment. Uveirachecha, and you'll be blessed. Ulecha tietzdaka livnei Hashem elokecha. So, Einachinami, you can't say, it's not my problem, it is your problem. So now, the new question. Ebay lehu. Now, we spoke early on. Right, about the whole idea of being mesader and assessing and appraising and evaluating, and do we take and don't we take? And we already saw the Gemara was referred to in Erechin. Remember, we saw there the whole idea of how you appraise. The Gemara says as follows: Imahu sheyesadru bevalchov. The question now is: do we actually have to make all this arrangements when it comes to the balchov? Right? Do we have to assess the whole story and appraise and see if he can and if he can't and give back and whatever the case? The Gemara says as follows. And what is the question really? Mi gamar micha micha me'erchin olo. Do we apply a gzara shava of the psukim micha, right? When we say a micha, saying imach. Then we got the pasuk there, imach hu me'erkecha, right? When the guy becomes basically impoverished from his wealth and he stands in front of the kohen and the kohen assesses him. We saw that yesterday. If you made a neder to Bet HaMikdash and now you haven't got the money, right? You said on a certain value of a person, the value was say 50, and now you come to the coin and the coin appraises you and you only pay a kolin ni, that's erkecha. Do we learn exera shava from erkecha to halvaot and say the same thing with the guy with the halva, right? And assess the whole thing and see how much he's worth and what he needs, etc. That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says as follows. Toshma, we'll see an answer to this from a writer. Deshalach Rabin Beigrate. Rabin sent in one of his letters. Right, he says like this. Davar ze sha'alti lechol rabotai. I asked this question of: do we learn the gzera shava from micha micha? You know, look at Rashi there for a second. The second line of Rashi, right? Gab et micha micha. Gabe love umalve ketiv v'chiyamuch achichu matei yadchaim yadoi mach. And begabe erchin ketiv v'imachu merkecha. Okay, so we see that the word mach is mentioned in Erchin, and it's mentioned as well in Halvaot. So do we say, just like in Erchin, the Kohen can assess you of what you're worth, etc. We can do an assessment here as well with regards to Halvaot and apply it accordingly. So Rabin says, he asked this question, everybody. V'lo amuli davar, and no one had an answer for me. However, says Rabin, there was a similar question that was asked in the Beit HaMidrash, which from the answer to that question, we can see the answer to my question. So my question says, the question of the Gemara is, if doing an exera shava between Erchin and Halva'a, in other words, do we have the concept of Mesadrin, of assessing and appraising and according, relating accordingly to Halva'ot, like we do in Erchin? Look at the Gemara answers. And what was that question? He says, Baram kachata shela, ha'omer hara alai mani lebedek abayit. So now we're not speaking about a guy who makes a neder on somebody else's value, right? But he says, Allah mana, right? I'm going to give a mana lebedek abayit, okay? Mahu sheyesadru. On this guy who says, Allah mana, right? Look at Rashi, Allah mana lebedek abayit. Vasagat yad lo ketiv eleberchin. Where we see the concept of mesadrin, we see how much the guy can afford to pay or can't afford to pay, that is only mentioned with regards to erchin, not with regards to all other nedarim to berek abayit for hekdesh, right? So that's what Rashi says. Aval shar hekdeshot eini donin besegad. This concept doesn't apply in other areas of hekdesh. Uma sheyesh lo govin amenu, and we take what he's got. Va'amotar yigvu lachar zmani miyashir, and we don't write off the debt. It stays there, and we wait. And when he's got the money, the gizbar of the Beit HaMikdash takes now what he can. And the debt remains, and they follow him closely. And as the guys with money, they go and they take money from him. Right? That's the question. Maybe not. Maybe the question of the Gemara here. That's what Baram says the Gemara. Right? Kacha tashla beben amigdash. Maybe. Harelai vana veloka bait mahu. She yesadru. The Gemara in the Beit Midrash, they asked as well. Maybe we should apply that concept from Erechin to other dinim of Nadarim. Is the question clear? Mm-hmm. To other Nadarim to the Beit HaMikdash, right? We aren't asking the question on Halvaot. We're asking the question of whether the concept in Erchin, where you would take, you'd assess the guy to what he could afford to pay and write to the debt, should we apply that as well to other a commitment that he makes to the Beit HaMikdash. And on that we'll see the answer. What's the Gemara? Rav Yaakov Mishmeid de Bar Pada v'Rav Yirmiyah Mishmeid de Ilfa Amre. What did they say? They said, let's answer this. We can learn an answer to your question on Hekdesh from Balchov. Because Uma Balchov Shemachzirin with a Balchov, with a creditor, if you have got a security of his, you bring it back to him at night, you bring it back to him during the day, and you don't keep it in your house, and there Ain Mesadrin. See, that's already the question to our answer, right? The original answer was, do we Mesader with regards to a Balchov? He says, there we don't Mesader. Hegdesh. On other Hegdeshot. She'ein Machzirin. There, if the Beit HaMikdash, if the Gizbar is holding security, he doesn't have to give it back to you at night like a person does. So ain no din, she'ain mesadrin. Obviously, if in a balchov where there's machzirin and there's no mesadrin, then in hekdesh where there's no machzirin, obviously there's no mesadrin. So we can see that the Gemara is of the opinion that with the halvaot ain mesadrin. So that's how we learned to answer the original question through a different question. Of it clear?
Yes.
Is it clear? Right? Yeah. Wait. Don't ask a question. Afterwards, clear. The answer is yes. Or no. Right. All right. Now, okay, Matty, we've got to start training here slowly. Okay. Okay. So it says, okay, so that's a good one. Now you'll see, Matty, in a second, it'll all become clear to you. Everything. So now, Rabbi Yochanan, and on this question over here, where we said in the name of Rav Yaakov or Rav Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yochanan had a different opinion. Rabbi Yochanan said, Amar neder be'erkecha ketiv ma erchin mesadrin. Rabbi Yochanan, on the question of erchin, right? Not on the question of our question of halva'ah, but in that separate dispute over there, whether we learn erchin, right, to other hegdeshot or not, Rabbi Yochanan says, yes, we do, because with regards to neder bichlal, in the yafli neder be'erkecha nefashot, in the concept bichlal, the general concept of nedarim, is erchin, and therefore he learns a gzeirah shavah from Erchin, he learns it into Mesadrin. So Rabbi Yochanan would say you do, the other Rambam say you don't, but their proof was that from Balchov you don't, and Balchov you have to return, therefore it's a Kavachomi. Okay, Ve'idach. So now the Gemara wants to know. Now we're discussing that particular dispute there in that Braita, in the question of the Gemara, because Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yirmiyah said no from Balchov. How do they deal with Rabbi Yochanan's gzeirah shavah here of Erchin with other hegdeshot? So he says, "Ahu lenidon bichvodo hu da'ata." Right, that's a separate din altogether. We'll get it in a second. Ma erchin nidon bichvodo is judged according to its status. Af hegdesh nidon bichvodo is also judged accordingly. Now, just take a second off and discuss what it means here. Nidon bichvodo. I saw in your that they translated it nicely. Nidon bichvodo, judged by their significance. Right, what does it mean? Judged by their significance.
That's interesting. This uses the same language in English as well.
Mm-hmm. Job of the significance? Yeah. Oh, I didn't look at the English in the article. Yes. Okay.
What
so
does that mean?
I'll explain to you in a second. So what's aloha over here? Aloha is as follows. If you make a neder and you say that you will give to the Beit HaMikdash the monetary value for any of your organs which your life depends on, like your liver, or your heart, or your kidneys, or whatever the case is, so then you have to pay the value of your whole body. Because if you say my heart, you really mean me. Because without your heart, there isn't you. But if you say the value of my arm, right? So the value of your arm, a person doesn't need his arm to live. Okay, please God, he should always have two limbs and all his legs. Whatever. But he can live without an arm. Can't live without his heart. Okay? So if he says his arm, so then it'll be different. Now, the Rashi goes into a long explanation of here. I'm not going to go into it. And he says that with regards to Erchin, right, if he says his arm, he doesn't pay anything with regards to Erchin. But with regards to other Hegdeshot, if he says his arm, then you would value his arm like a slave. Can you see what a slave would be sold for with an arm or without an arm, and the difference would be the value of the arm. But so that's what it means, Nidon Lichvodo. I saw an interesting idea over here that I think, I don't know who it was, that said Lichvodo is Kvodo, like his liver. But yeah, that's a bit complicated. Nidon Lichvodo Hudata. Right? Ma Erich Nidon Kvodo Af Hegdeshlum. So we see there that they had a different limud for that pasuk. So now we go, the Gemara as follows. But if you're telling me, right, that we learnt that you don't have Mesadrin from Balchov, Maybe learn the other way around. Say, V'yisadru b'balchov kavachom e'erchin. Why don't we go the other way around and say, no, Elechlami, you do have to misadere b'balchov, which would be our original question in the Gemara. And where we learn that from, that's a kavachom from erchin. Because why? Look at the Gemara now. Because we're taking out the principles we just learned now in a second, and we're going to reapply them. Umar erchin, we just learned a second ago that with erchin, she'ein machzirin, there, with Erchin, if the Beit HaMikdash, the treasures are holding a security, they don't have to return it to you at night and during the day, but there you do Mesader. So there's no returning, and there is Mesader. We do basically accommodate you, but yet on the question of returning, we're much stricter. Right? You understand what's going on here? Mm-hmm. We're stricter on the returning of the security, but we are more makil on accommodating you. So let's look at Kavachomer and say, Baal Chov, She Machzirin. In a Baal Chov where we do return the security and we lenient on the security, right? Baal Chov, She Machzirin, Anonin She Mesadrin. Shouldn't we be accommodating there as well? In other words, on Erchin, we don't accommodate you when it comes to giving you back your security, but we do accommodate you when we come to assessing how much you can afford to pay. On a Baal Chov where we do accommodate you on giving you back your security, let's say obviously then we should accommodate you on seeing how much you can afford to pay. Says the Gemara, the answer is Amar Kra v'imachu, right? What's that pasuk say there? It says v'imachu me'erkecha, right? V'hemido lifnei hakohen v'erich oto hakohen, right? So what's going on over here? V'imachu me'erkecha, who? That's a separate din in the erkecha there of the erchin. There it says imachu me'erkecha, who we mesader. The mesader, the accommodating is specific to him, v'lo b'achov. But there's a diuk in the pasuk. You can't read it from there. It's not relevant to anything else. It's a mashal diuk in the pasuk. So the Gemara says, okay, v'aydach. Now, our Tanakama, we our Tanakama in our Mishnah, what did he want to say? He said that that you do accommodate. All right? Look at that, v'idach. Look at Rashi there. I think Rashi, v'idach. Look at the last narrow lines of Rashi there. The very last narrow lines. V'idach. Tanakama de matnitin. The Tanakam of our Mishnah, the Amar Mesadrin the Balchov. He says you do Mesadrin the Balchov, you do accommodate him. Diktani im mate, Eino Machzid Yoshav. If we saw there in the Mishnah, it said that if the guy dies, the Love, so you don't give back to Yoshav, who ha lo machzid olam. But if he doesn't die, you've got to give it back to him. Right? So therefore we see that there is a Mesadrin with regards to a Balchov in our Mishnah. So how does he deal with this limud we've just had over here now? So he says, "Hi, ad sheyehei b'makoto mitchilato v'atzofo." He says that pasuk over there, which you just brought over here. Look at Rashi. "Hi, who diktiv be'erchin?" That pasuk there, which we brought to Erchin, right? That who there is not like the limud we just done a second ago. That's limited only to the Baal Erchin and not the Baal Chov. And that's a separate limud he learns from that pasuk. The who there. It says, "Be'erchin darish lei ad sheyehei b'makotom mitchilato v'atzofo, shim yarich atzmo ani v'shir kolim shichol kohen, eno nidon b'atzagat yor elon terecha." It says, that's a separate din. When that says, "Imach achi hu me'erkecha," it's a separate din that the person who comes to the Beit Din, we assess his situation, he had to have been in the same financial standing now as he was when he made the neder. And if things have changed in the meantime, if then he was rich, and now he has to be rich. If he was poor, now he has to be poor. Things have changed in the meantime. We don't accept it. Right? That accommodating is limited only to the fact that he was a whole lot of things spoken about. That I saw a lot of Mefarshim discuss exactly. Because if the guy was rich and now he became poor, so we say we don't accommodate him, but the guy's got money to pay you. Right. It seems like tough luck. Right. Pay off. Okay? So it's a situation. Okay. So that is how our Tanakhama deals with that pasuk, and we haven't got a problem. So now the Gemara says follows. V'yachziru behekdesh. Right? Because look here, if you go back a few lines, we said the Amru Kavachom Balchov, Ma Balchov, She Machzirin, Ein Mesadrin, Hegdesh, She Ein Machzirin. Right? We said there, we want to learn because we said in Hegdesh, we don't Machzir. So the Gemara says, well, why not? V'yachziru Begdesh. Let's say that in Hegdesh, you should give the guy back his avot, right? His security. And why? Learn that as a Kavachomer from Balchov. You see, we're taking these principles that we're playing around with them, right? One to the other. Right? And he says, V'yachziru behegdesh. Maybe playing is not the right word, but we We're using them. Let's go net. Hegdesh, that you should give back to the guy's security, as a kavachomer, from what we know, that with regards to a creditor, you do give it back. Why? Umal balchov she'ein mesadrin. According to this day, I hear. Not our Tanakhami in our Mishnah, right? According to this day over here, that you don't mesadir, you don't accommodate the balchov, becholzot machzirin, you do give it back the security, right? Hegdesh, she mesadrin. In Hegdesh, where you are accommodating on as far as the amount that he owes, shouldn't you also there be consistent and give and give things? So the Gemara says, Amar Kra, we got a reason we do this. Why? Because the Pasuk tells us, this is a Pasuk in Dvarim, right? Amar Kra, Veshachav Besalmato Uveiracheka. I think that's the word, eh? Veshachav Besalmato, yes, Uveiracheka. He'll sleep with the garment. Uveiracheka, right? And you will be blessed. So what's going on over there? You're giving it back to him because you want the brocha. With the hegdesh, the Gemara says, right? Yatsa hegdesh, ain't tzarich brocha. The hegdesh don't need your brocha. There's no brocha when it comes to hegdesh. So hegdesh don't need the brocha. You need the brocha. Hegdesh don't need the brocha. So why must I give it back to you? So the Gemara says, wait a second, velo? And in, we don't see anywhere where there's hegdesh and Hashem wants our brocha. V'ha ketiv. Ve'achalta ve'savata uveirachta. We know the end of the pasuk is uveirachta et Hashem Elokecha. So you're going to bless Hashem. So we see here that Hashem does get your brocha. That Hegdesh does want a brocha. Exactly. He gives back the salma. He gets the brocha. You v'achalta ve'savata. You ate and you uveirachta. Now you go and you bless Hashem. Right? Same idea. Exactly. Your question's a question, but it's the same idea. Yeah. Right? So this is a Gemara. Therefore, the Gemara changes the lashon. It says, you know what? Ela amar kra. Ulechat yetzlaka. That's the reason. Not because of Hegdesh, but because the Pasuk says, ulechat yetzlaka. Mi she tzarich tzaka. The one who needs the tzaka. Yatza Hegdesh, she'ein tzarich tzaka. Okay? So that's the end of the sugya over here. Now we have an interesting question. We're still on this issue of whether you mesadir a balchov or not. Because we haven't really got an answer. Our Mishnah says yes, and from here it seems to say no. Right? So now look at this. Gemara changes the track. We ask you, Rabbi Baravua, Eliyahu. Rabbi Bar Avua meets Eliyahu. Rabbi Bar Avua was like is the main. He writes it very nasty. The standards explain very nasty. He was the main Talmud of Rav. Okay, so he's a serious guy, and he was from aristocracy, from the Reish Kaluta family. It seems like his son-in-law was Rav Nachman, who we quote a lot as well. Right, and he was an important guy. And more than that, we see from Rabbi Bar Avua that Rav Haigon of Shira Gordon basically come from him as well. So he's got a long lineage, okay? It's not just anybody. So Ashkechei, Rabbi Bar Avua and Eliyahu, he comes across Eliyahu and Avi. Dekai bebet ha-kfarot shel Ovdei Kochavim, strange place to meet him, right? And he's in a Goyisha cemetery. So Amar Lei. So now he says to Eliyahu, Mahu, she is Sadru Bachov. What's going on over here? What's the answer, Eliyahu? Do we accommodate Bachov? And you go look at this Tosfot over here.
All the questions.
Yeah, all the questions. He asked a few more questions, but we'll see nothing. There's a whole long malach there. There's a reason of why he asked his question. We're not going into that. But look at the last Tosfot on the Daf. Apologies to the people who don't like me quoting Tosfot, right? But you got to see this Tosfot over here. We've got a bit of time. Mahu sheyesadru balchov. Says, because now the question is ready. Can Eliyahu Navi pasuk nalocha for us? Right? You know what? We should actually wait a second. Before we see the Tosfot, let's see the end of the Gemara. Maushi Sadru, I apologize, we're jumping out. Go back to the Gemara. Maushi Sadru Bachov, so Amar Lei, Gamar Micha Micha Merchin. So he says, Eliyahu, says, we've got a Gzera Shava. That was the first Gzera Shava the Gemara asked. Remember at the beginning of the Gemara, we said, Me Gamar Micha Micha Merchin, or no? So Eliyahu Navi says, of course we do. We've got a Gemara, Micha Micha Merchin. Gabe Erchin Ketiv, Imachu Merkecha, Gabe Bachov Ketiv, Chiamucha Chicha. So what did Yahweh and Abi say? Yes.
Yeah.
Right? So now look at Tosfot. Ma'u sheyesadru balchov. He says, Pasak Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam paskin. B'sefer Hayashar. De'ein mesadrin b'balchov. Against Eliyahu HaNavi.
Against Eliyahu HaNavi.
Right? Daha, why? Rashbag, the Matnitin, in Amish Rashbag said, Meisikle el, the Savar, Dein Mesadrin Mebalchov, Vekaimelan, Halacha, Kerashbag, Mishnatainu. He says, where the Gemara doesn't bring a person who argues with Rabban and Shimon Gamliel, halacha is like him. And therefore, ain't mesadrin. Right? Velo matzin b'chol amoraim, the shmaita, shum amore, shesababhedia, shemesadrin. And we don't find an amore anyway that specifically says that we should mesadrin. Einachinami, right? Okay, right? V'rabba baravua, the amale liyahu, ma'u shesadrin b'alchov. So in this question, the Rabbi Avua asks Eliyahu, "Do we masad lebalchov?" Va'amalei gama micha micha mi'erchin, and he answers that you do because of the gzarashav of mi'erchin. Niral Rabbeinu Tam, because it's a big question, right? Has Rabbeinu Tam lived with this answer of Eliyahu and Avi? Niral Rabbeinu Tam the garsinan that don't read it as what we learned. Read it, either read it minayin that Rabbi Baravua did not ask Eliyahu and Avi. Do we learn? He says, but what's the makor? And there Eliyahu and Avi said, right, and he says that the Bahag says the same thing. If we read it like the Gemara, which have the versions of saying, do we, like our Gemara, Bahal Sefer Agdolot. That's the separate Rishon, right? Have a Leila Meimar Mesadrin. Because if the question to Eliyahu Navi was, do we Mesader? Eliyahu should have said, Mesadrin. Why? Shara Atam, lo haya shoel, ele vada minayin garis. So the fact that Eliyahu, if we had said to Eliyahu, Rabbeinu Tam is saying, don't read the Gemara as Mahu, do we? Yeah. But minayin, what's the Makor? Because no, Rabbi Ravua is saying to Eliyahu, what's the Makor? What's the Makor? According to the opinion who says that you do.
According to
other people, what's their Makor? And then Eliyahu said, Micha Micha. Because if it was Dewey, Eliyahu would have said yes. Why would he have answered, Gamar Micha Micha?
He would have said yes.
He would have said, yes, you're right. Do we? The question was, do we Mesadrin Balchov? Eliyahu would have said, yes, we do Mesadrin Balchov. And then he could have said, Minayin, and he would have given the Makor. The fact that Eliyahu's answer is the Makor makes more sense, that the Makor is a question to where and not to if. That's Rabbi Natam lives with. Okay, we don't need to talk to this character. Okay, so now we've got Rabbi Baravua, he's in the Beit Kvarot with Eliyahu and Navi. And he asks him a few other questions. The next question he says like this. Where do we know that a naked person can't make the broch of truma, give truma, right? That we can't make they can't make truma, right? Dichtiv, so he says to him like this, velo yerae b'cha ervat davar. So he says the answer is the pasuk from Devarim, ki Hashem lokechem etelech b'kev b'chanecha.
This would support the Tosfot because he uses Minayin.
Minayin, very good. Yeah. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Right.
What's the kishur to Truma from that?
So it says, because he says, you see over here, velo yir'e b'char vat davar v'shav me'acharecha. Right. So look at Rashi there, vat davar. Rav lo b'char vat davar, Rashi says, b'sha'a sh'ata medaber bo. Lo yireh b'char vat davar. Shma mina el adam mevarech kashu arum. From this over here, that you can't make a bracha when you're naked. But toreim by bracha and making truma, you need to break a bracha. V'had b'ay minei le'inyan toreim. And Rashi says, in the fact that he asked him about toreim, d'hatam t'nan, ein magbihin truma arum. He says, the Mishnah says in trumot, ein magbihin truma arum. And he asks him, what's the makor? Minayin, how do we know that? He's like Robert said, it makes perfectly good sense. He's asking me a whole lot of questions of the makorot. And not if. Right, that fits you nasty. So he says to him like this, "V'lo yireh b'char davar." So Amarle, so he says to Eliyahu, "What is Eliyahu Navi? I'm talking to you now, and you're sitting in the funeral in the cemetery." But what is he? He says, "Aren't you a kohen?" Now I read, by the way, there in Steinsaltz as well. I saw this morning. He says, "There's no real makor for Eliyahu being a kohen. There's no real makor. He was a kohen. In fact, there's lots of questions. If he was a kohen, how could he have saved the guy who died? Because he got to the mate. There's lots of answers. The child wasn't really dead yet. He was actually fully alive, etc. But it's not pashut that Eliyahu was a kohen. What?
A kohen can save a life."
A person's dead, can he go to a dead person? The guy was dead.
Someone's heart is pretty
but he's not dead yet. He's not dead yet. That's one of the answers, that he wasn't really dead yet.
Who was dead? What's the story?
Eliyahu when he was Shunamit. Right, Rebbe Chaim Batavar. Amalei, he says, Lav Kohenu. Says, Lav Kohenu Mar. Aren't you a Kohen? Ma time kai mar bebeit hakfarot. What are you doing in the cemetery? He says, Amalei, lo matnitin mar taharot. He says, haven't you learned Masechet Taharot yet? If you learn Taharot, now remember the six Sedarim of the Mishnahs, right? Izraim, Moed, Nashim, Nezikin, Kochim, Taharot. Oh. You can remember it easily. It's Zman Nakat.
Zman.
Okay? Zman Nakat. I learned from a guy, I forget his name now, Uzi somebody. One of my first days in Yeshiva, and he wrote it up on the board. Right? Zman Nakat. Izraim, Moed, Nashim, Nezikin, Kochim, Taharot. That's Zman Nakat. Right? So he says, and Taharot is the last one. So he says, Amalei lo matni bar taharot. The Taharot Shimon Yocha Omer, Kivrehen shlo day kochavin ein metamin. If you'd learned Taharot, you'd know that ein metamin. Right?
As I have
a taharot
shlo
day
kochavim.
What? The Gemara says, the very beginning, Mati.
Okay.
He said, Ashkechei Rabbi Barabuli, the kai bebeit hakfarot shlo day kochavim.
Yeah,
it
was Elisha, not
Eliyahu. Whatever, man. What's the difference? He saved a life. Eliyahu saved
a life. Your whole theory on
the... It doesn't. It was another example of Eliyahu where he saved
another
the kid. So the Elisha was the same. Whatever. Robert, now's not the time to answer the question. Stick to giving good answers on the Gemara.
So he says,
Ten tzoni tzon mariti adam atem. Atem kruin adam. There's a whole explanation as well, right? B'nai Adam are of the Kohavim as well, but Adam particularly has not. So Amar Le, say, look at this, look at the answer that Rav Ravu says to Eliyahu Navi. So Amar Le, Ba'ar Belo Matina. And I managed to learn all the other four Sedarim, which we meant to learn, because there's Kochim, for example, which is not Shayach in Chutzla, it's really all about the Beit HaMikdash. He says, Aviyah and Tarot, he says, the other four I haven't managed to learn. He says, "Lo matzina b'shita matzina," and you're asking me about the sixth seder already, which is Taharot, right? Now, interesting thing, because look at Rashi over here. I told you that this acronym is Zman Nakat, Zrai Moed Nashim Nezikin Kochim Taharot. Rashi got a little bit of a different. Look at Rashi says, "Arba lo matzina, but girsa the arba sedarin kagon Moed." Because Zra'im also wasn't relevant, right? Because Zra'im is all about the seeds, etc. in Eretz Yisrael, Truma Maser, etc. So he never learned that. And Kochim, obviously he wouldn't learn as well because not relevant. Look at Rashi here. Kagon Mo'ed, Yeshuot Nashim. Now Yeshuot here, I'm assuming Rashi's Yeshuot here is another word for Nezikin. Otherwise we're missing six. We're missing Nezikin. Shehei nohogot bezman hazeh kezman habayit. V'kodshim nami kedichtivu b'chol makom muktar mugash. Shmim avari elu tamilei chachamim ha'oskim b'hilchot avodah b'chol makom ma'ali alehen kakduv k'ilu makrivim tamilei chachamim. And also kodshim. Okay, so here, a little bit of Rashi. And kodshim, I saw other opinions about that, the four, two are different. But here it says Rashi that kodshim would also have been learned. So they would have learned Mo'ed. They would have learned Nezikin, Nashim, and kodshim. Those four. Al b'shita matzin, look at Rashi, b'tmiya, zra'im en roheg b'chutz la'aretz, v'chein tarot. Interesting what tarot isn't that, because nida comes from tarot. But anyhow, tarot, so most of tarot...
Not relevant.
To this day, by the way. Mm-hmm. That's the Talmud Bavli hasn't got Gemoras. On zra'im, it's only got brachot. There are no other Gemoras on the whole of Seder zra'im. And on tarot, there's only nida, I think. In the whole of Tarot, there aren't Masechus in the Talmud Bavli. It's in the Yerushalmi you find the other ones.
Zraim, except for Brachot.
Only Brachot. The whole of Seder Britain, Zraim in Talmud Bavli, there's only Masechet Brachot, which is not really about Zraim, right? And if I'm not mistaken, in Taharot, there's only Nida. I think any other Mishnahs of Nagaim, Oalot, Kalim, there's no Masechus on them. There's no Gemaras on them. In the Bavli. So that's what he's saying to him over here, right? So he says to him, "Ba'ar lo matzina b'shita matzina." So Amalei va'amai. Why are you not getting to those others? He says, simple. Amalei d'chikeli milta. D'chikeli milta. Right? Look at the Likutei Rashi, those of you who've got it here. D'chikeli milta d'chuk va'ani haya. Not like the Steinsaltz explains there. Rashi says differently. He says, d'chuk va'ani. He's a poor guy. So meaning he's got to work. He hasn't got time. He's got a parnosa to make. So now look at this. Davrei va'ali ele gan Eden. So Eliyahu had rachamim on him. And he brought him up to Gan Eden. Amale, pshot klimach. Take off your jacket. Can't come into Gan Eden. Right. Right, take off your jacket. And he says to him, Svei shakol mehane tarfe. Now look at Rashi here. Rashi tells what these things are. He says to him over here, Svei, collect, tarfe, alin, leaves. Right? He says, go and gather up some leaves here from Gan Eden. Svava Shakli, he went and he gathered them up. Kihava Nafik, when he was about to leave Gan Eden, Shma de Ka'amar, he heard a voice saying to him, Man Ka'achil Almaker, who's eating up your Lama Bar, Rabba Burba? Would you taking these leaves with you down to your Lama Zeh? Be careful, that's your Lama Ba. Nafat Shadanhu. Look at Rashi there. He says there, Eshkoshat. Eshkoshat Beloaz is Ni'ur. He shook out his jacket, shook out his pocket, and emptied out all those leaves and left them behind. Right? And left them in Gan Eden. Says the Gemara, but nonetheless, Afilu Hachi Atye Leglime, right? He took his coat, Vesachad Glimerecha. His jacket managed to absorb the smell of Gan Eden. Even though he couldn't bring the leaves down with him, he still was full of the smell of Gan Eden. Look at this. Zavne, and this jacket smelled so good, but Tresar Alfei Dinar. He sold it for 12,000 dinar. Right?
She didn't have to hang it downstairs.
Bigal Ariach. Bigal Ariach Gan Eden. Paul Ginu Lechatnuvatei. And who did he give the money to? He spread it with his son-in-laws. Didn't want the money for himself. And there's the whole examples of why he didn't want it. He didn't want to have anything to do with Olam Haba. He didn't want to take anything. He was, etc. He didn't want anything to do with it, right? Okay. Now we come back to our issue. Let's come back to Mashkot. Okay, now come. Tanu Rabbanan. Ve'im ishanihu lo tishka ba'avoto. No, that can be disturbing. Says, ve'im ishanihu lo tishka ba'avoto. Right, that's what the pasuk says. Right, look here in the pasuk there. It says, ve'im ishanihu, if it's a poor guy, lo tishkav. Right, you can't keep the security. Ha'ashir, says the Gemara, shachiv. But if it's a rich guy, you can keep it. Now, we understand over here at this stage in the Gemara that when we said that you can keep it, it means you can use it. Right? If you can keep it, you have to give it back to me. But it's yours. Do what you want with it. Use it. That's what the Gemara understands at the moment. Right? So the Gemara says, my kamar. What's going on over here? Right? What do you mean? Look at Rashi there. My kamar. Because you're Rashi, he's a rich guy. He tiru lishkav al talito. You can keep it. Who repeats lo shishtamesh from mishkuno chinam? Isn't that ribbit? You're getting extra use now. You were given the security to safeguard your debt.
Absolutely.
Now you're using it. You're getting money from the use of it as if he's paying you ribbit. Mm-hmm. Right? So what's going on over here? So I'm going to have Shay Shid Kama. This is what we really want to say. Ve'im ish anihu lo tishkav v'avuto etzlach. If he's ani da v'iha ashir shachiv v'avuto etzlach. V'etzlecha. Right? In other words, not that you can use it, but you don't have to worry about giving it back to him. That's really the story. If it's an ashir, you don't have to take it back to him in the dart. You can keep it in your warehouse, in your storeroom.
Assuming he's got another one.
He's ashir. That's why. That's the concept of ashir. Yeah. If he is an ashir, then he... Don't need it. That's the whole idea, being ashir. Right? Tanu Rabbanan. Now, on the same idea... Hamavid chavero, if you make a loan to your friend, eno rashai lemashkeno, ve'eno. Now this is here. Here's coming a brighter. It's get a bit tricky here. The brighter is going to make a statement. The Gemara is going to question the whole statement of the brighter. We'll rephrase the brighter and see two ways to maybe read the brighter without having to rephrase the brighter. Okay. So Tanu Rabbanan, hamavid chavero, you lend money to your friend, eno rashai lemashkeno. Look at this. The Gemara, the brighter seems to have a few conflicting things. On the one hand, you aren't allowed to take mashkon. Okay? Then the brighter says, Ve'eno chayav lachzir lo. You don't have to give it back to him. Now, if you can't take it, what if you can give it back to him, right? Ve'over v'chol ha-shemot halalu. And you over in all these shemot. We saw all the shemot, right? All the different, the five lavim and the mitzvah asay. Remember? Of the whole story. So, Gemara says, like this, there's a bit of a balaganya in this whole brighter. My ka'amar, what's really going on here? So we see two answers, Rav Sheshet and Rava. Rav Sheshet says as follows, Amar Rav Sheshet, Hachi Kamar, let's say you're going to read the brighter. Change it around a bit and say as follows, Hamal ved chaveiro ein rashay lemashkono. He has the same. Ein achinami, you make a loan, you can't take a security. Ve'im mishkono, and if you did, right, because you aren't allowed to, chayav lachzilo, ve'over b'chol hashemot halalu. And when we said b'chol hashemot halalu, we go on the sefer, which means what? If you didn't give it back to him, Could say, right? But if you didn't give it back to him, then you chayav on all the aveirot.
But it says,
no, so he's correcting it. That's Rav Shesh. It says, Hachi Ka'ama. This is how you should read it. He says, Amavil Chaver, Anashalik, Ve'im Mishkano Chayav Lachzir. So he says, where it says, Eino Chayav, change Eino Chayav, take out the Eino, and say Chayav Lachzir. So he makes a correction to the bride. He says, take out the word Eino, and then you have, okay, what does Over mean? If you didn't get it back, you Over. Rav says, no, Rav doesn't like the idea of crossing out the word Ve'eino. Okay, Rav is troubled like Ira was troubled. Right? Rav Amar Hachi Kama. This is how you should read it. Hamal ved chaveiro eino rashai lemashkeno. Everybody agrees with that first line. Ve'im mishkeno chayav lachzir lo. So he's agreeing with Rav Sheshet, but he's not going to take out ve'eino. Why not? And he says like this. And expand the brighter. It say, Bamed v'mamurim shemishkeno shelo b'sha'at halvato. When we saw that halacha is different, right? If you give a guy a loan, and at the time of the loan you take a mashkon, that's one thing. Mm. When we're speaking all the time in our Gemara, the last few dapim, about taking a mashkon, it's at the time of repayment. Hello. He hasn't got the money to pay you. Now you say, okay, now if you're not going to pay me, I want a mashkon. That's what we're speaking about. So comes along Rav and says, if at the time that you made the loan you took a mashkon, then no problem. Aval mishkeno b'shat halvato, right? Mishkeno b'shat halvato. There you've got to give it back to him. Aval mishkeno b'shat halvato, eino chayav lachzir. So you see that now that eino chayav lachzir, in the original brighter, he leaves in the eino chayav lachzir, doesn't cross out the word v'eino. Just he says that it's talking particularly about if you took the loan, if you took the security at the time of the loan. And now how does Rava deal with v'over b'chol ha-shemot? So b'chol ha-shemot halalu, a reisha, goes on the reisha. What's the reisha? Right? So let's read it again. Rava amar hachik amar hamal b'chavar enu rasha ele mishkano. V'im mishkano chayav lahachzir. Now if you didn't give that back, then you over on kol ha-shemot. And what are we speaking about, says Rava? The loan that was made without a mashkon, and then you took a mashkon later on. So he fits the audio, having to cross out the word v'eino. Okay? That's Rava. Tani Rabbi Shizbi, okay, so now, Tani, another brighter here, similar. Tani Rabbi Shizbi, come at Rava. Again on these psukim here, a bit of a complication here on the psukim. The pasuk says like this, Rav Shizbi, remember that Tana Rav Shizbi kamed Rav. Rav Shizbi was a Tana who taught like these Amoraim, who knew the brightness of Bahat, and he stood in front of Rava, and he taught this brighter. What did he say? We've got a pasuk that says, Ad bo ha-shemesh teshivenu lo. Ad bo means until the sun goes down, right? Ad bo ha-shemesh. Until the sun goes down, what did the pasuk say? You must give him back his avot, the security. Okay. And what does Rabbi Shizbi say? Rabbi Shizbi says, he says, Zo ksut laila. In words, until the sun goes down, give him the ksut laila. And then Hashayv Tashiv Lo, the next pasuk there, which we've seen from Dvarim, Hashayv Tashiv Lo, et avot, kevo Hashemesh. Kevo Hashemesh means as the sun goes down. As the sun goes down. Zu ksut yom. Right? So look, so this is the problem. This is one second. Why do you say no? Look at Rashi. Ad bo ha-shemesh tashivenu lo. Look at the first pasuk. Ad bo ha-shemesh mashma baboker tashivenu lo. Ve'yeh biyado ad bo ha-shemesh v'yikach lo mimenu. Ze ksut laila. Kami parech te laila. And kevo ha-shemesh ba-laila ha-chziru lo. Okay? So I'll be explaining the Gemara now exactly according to Rashi. So he says there, kevo ha-shemesh ba-laila ha-chziru lo. Right? So what's he's got a problem here? Because it seems to be that at night you're giving what he needs for the day, and in the day you're giving what he needs for the night. So that's exactly what Rava says to him. So Rava says to him, Amale, diyamama belilia lamali, udalilia beyamama lamali. You got it mixed up the other way around. So he says, Amale, Isme. We've seen this before many times, right? This stuff, maybe we've seen it a few times. Rashi says, Isme, Asir, brighter zoom is Sademish Lati. So he, Rav Shizbi, he's a bit embarrassed. Man, Rabbi says, must I delete this brighter from my library? Says to him, Amale lo, don't delete it. Just, this is what you meant to say. This is how you must say it. Hachik Amar, Ad bo Hashemesh teshivenu lo. When we say until the sun goes down, Zuk sut yom. You can have it at night because he needs it only during the day. So when the sun goes down, you can take it. Hashem tashiv lo et ha'avot kvo ha'shemesh. And when we say that as the sun goes down, zu ketzud laila, shenitna lachbo bayom, which you need to give back to him at night, that he can use at night, and you can keep it during the day. That's the end of